let's have a little bit of fun. You guys are extremely well-rounded. I mean, there's tinges of rock, pop, soul, dance, electronica in your music. What is one song on each of your iPods that you're kind of ashamed to have but love it anyway?
I'm trying to think. I have so many. You know, there might be a few, you know, Spice Girls tracks that come on in the shuffle. You know, it just makes me want to dance, puts me in a good mood. You know? You know, get those jazz hands out.
Nobody's copping out on me, right?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. What I do love about our band is when you talk to everybody, they all are in completely different, like, corners of music. We all, like, there are certain bands we all, like, agree are really good bands and are centralized bands that maybe, like, we could, like, take a lesson from, but we all come from way different corners, and therefore we bring, like, a lot of different things to a song, and I think that's why you see so much diversity in these walls, because it's always been a huge group process to write these songs. We kind of sit there, somebody pops out an idea for maybe a verse, and then we all slowly work on it, and, you know, it's usually we finish the song in a couple of days, but it's a whole month of being like, yeah, but what about this, because each of us have these different influences that keep changing the song.
Well, let me just say that, the one on my iPod that's probably like way less analytical about their music would be I'm sorry to say this, Fred Durst, but it's definitely Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Counterfeit or it's so good. And something that I'm also ashamed of, a little bit of Nookie. Just a little bit. Not enough to be a slut, but just a little bit.
Great, you know,
so good.
I'd say I do have a special fondness for Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart. Yeah. you know, he gets clowned a lot, but he actually does have strong musical roots that haven't really been appreciated in the last 20 or 30 years, but he is an amazing musician. Not many people know that, and that is an amazing
concert. Incredible. That's something to be ashamed about. Fred Durst is something where you should be in your head.
I agree with you. I would if I were you.
Thanks, I do, man.